B-Pod Studios.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshitz. Here are the Bankroll. Who you got?
It's Over Under 98.5, the podcast. It's March Madness. I'm Joe Murray alongside Dan Lifshitz. Dan, how was your last week?
It was great. Well, it was okay. I don't want to say it was great. It hasn't been great for the past few days, but whatever.
It's been weird. I'm glad you stayed away. Happy birthday. Happy St. Patrick's Day. You went with a no stress-free betting day, which is very smart on your behalf.
Yeah, I would have been 2-0 if I didn't, though, so I'm an idiot.
Yeah,
but whatever.
I bet the Yale under, so how does that make you feel?
Yeah, a little bit better. But I'd rather you win, to be honest with you. So
you started the show last week, but we're doing a March Madness edition here, bracket edition. I know Dan might get into like some NIT CBI, because there is value in that, which we'll talk to in a bit. But just first and foremost, when it comes to conference championship week, I guess what team impressed you the most and what team disappointed you the most?
Because
I'll give you mine. I thought Seton Hall impressed me the most.
I think Auburn impressed me the most. Because they just rolled. They blew everyone pretty much in their path. I know they barely beat Florida, but other than that, they rolled everyone, dominated Tennessee, scored 84 against them. I mean, really, it's either them or Cincinnati. Cincinnati looked amazing, too. So, I mean, honestly, one of those two. I expected Michigan State to win. I expected Iowa State to beat Kansas. I expected Buffalo to win. You know, I expected Cincinnati to beat but not cover Wichita State. And Seton Hall was very impressive, too, but not impressive enough.
Yeah, mine were Seton Hall and Oregon. I was really surprised. Obviously, they won the Pac-12. They literally shut down Washington. Virginia was another one that just, you know, what happened to Virginia? And I know you mentioned Auburn really surprised you. And Kentucky, just to me, that was just a disappointment. You had a lead against Tennessee, and you let it squander, and then look what happened to them the next day. So those for me were, I guess, were the two disappointments.
Yeah, in my opinion, the biggest disappointment was Virginia. They're not a number one seed in my mind. I think they're an absolute crap bag of a team. I'm tired of them. I'm tired of people backing Virginia and liking Virginia. If you want to put your money on them winning the tournament, you're an idiot. I'm gonna be as blunt as humanly possible. You're an effing idiot. If they cannot beat Florida State, now I think Florida State's a good team. They're not great. And you're gonna have to win. You're gonna have to beat some great teams to win this year. You're an effing idiot. I will guarantee you right now, Virginia will not win the tournament. Guaranteed. That team sucks. That team does not deserve to be a one seed. That team is maybe a three seed.
I think they're a good team, but if they face someone that can stop them or is a good defensive team, they can't score.
They just don't score.
Yeah, that's one issue with them. The big, I think, disappointment was Gonzaga. I mean, think about it. I thought the winner of Michigan State would be a number one seed. Yet Virginia, Gonzaga, who didn't even win their conference, is a number one seed. Duke was number one overall, which I think is deserving.
Correct.
And then who is the other? I'm sorry, I don't have my bracket up right now.
It's in UNC.
North Carolina. I think the ACC was a wagon this year.
Yeah, I agree. North Carolina, in my opinion, it's not even a question of who should be the number one seed. It should be Duke. It should be UNC. It should be Michigan State. And then if you really want to argue it, in my opinion, I think Michigan. Probably. I don't like Michigan. I don't think they're a good team.
Well, if Kentucky won, I think they would have been, you know, like.
Well, I think if Tennessee wins,
yeah.
Well, then I think they're a number one seed. I think if Michigan wins, they're a number one seed. I will tell you this. For Michigan State not to be a number one seed and be placed in the bracket with Duke is one of the dumbest decisions I've ever seen from the selection committee. Honestly,
I wonder if that's an Izzo thing. Like, I'm really upset about that. If they weren't going to be the number one seed, put them in a two and put them in Gonzaga's bracket. Instead, you have them playing Duke.
I mean, again, it's not only is it bad for my futures, which is the thing I'm most mad about, but I'm telling you right now, the fact that they did not think that Michigan State is better than Gonzaga or Virginia is just baffling to me. Straight up baffling. Honestly, I think the selection committee did a horrible job this year.
Let's talk about some of the games then.
Okay, great.
Just without getting into lines and everything, but you mean to tell me Louisville and Minnesota wasn't something lined up there?
Or
Bobby Hurley to win the play-in? Bobby Hurley to go up against Chris Mullin, and then probably Hurley to win and go against his former team in Buffalo?
Yep. I mean, I'm telling you, the selection committee, they're whatever they're told to do, whatever, I guess, by the NCAA, but in my opinion, just a horrendous job by them this year. And, you know, for instance, here's a perfect example. Giving Kansas a 4 seed but Auburn a 5.
That's like bullshit.
What the hell are you doing?
Let's call that. That's crap.
Yeah. I mean, let's start with Kansas. Do you think that they're going to win in the first round? Because I think there is a very good chance that they lose in the first round. If they don't lose in the first round, they're out in the second round.
I tweeted out that I think Northeastern can beat Kansas. And people said, yeah, maybe in hockey. Listen, Kansas should be a better program. They should be. They have a ton of losses this year. They had kids ineligible. Like, kept that thing together. But them not winning the Big 12 is embarrassing. And the way that they lost their last game against, was it Auburn? Like, no. I totally agree with you. And I think Northeastern has a great shot in this game.
I think they do, too. They match up decently well. Again, and Kansas just cannot play away. Now, here's the thing. The first game is in Salt Lake, and the second game, I believe they're both in Salt Lake. However, if they get through the first two rounds, then they're playing in Kansas City. However, We saw that didn't really matter because they still got smoked by Iowa State, who I liked in that game, and we talked about that. They still got absolutely smoked. So here's the thing. Kansas is not making it out of the first two rounds. I mean, to me, that's an automatic. That's the closest thing to a lock you'll have in this bracket for me, is that Kansas won't make it out of the first two rounds. Whoever, you know, I think New Mexico State beats Kansas, so I just don't care. And I think Auburn will beat New Mexico State. I think Auburn is too talented of a team, score too many points. I think New Mexico State will keep it close, but Auburn is too talented of a team to score way too much. And Auburn, if they play Kansas, will just destroy Kansas. That's my honest-to-God feeling there.
Oh, yeah. The way they shoot the three. Just a couple other things to throw out there. I thought Villanova as a 6, winning the Big East, like anyone could have won the Big East. I mean, Seton Hall could have came out and won that thing. But I just thought them as a 6. And Dan, I don't know what it is. I've been doing the bracket a couple of times here. I had Villanova going really far.
I think St. Mary's beats them in the first round.
And I've actually, there's some great betting numbers out there regarding St. Mary's against the spread in their last few games compared to Villanova. Like, St. Mary's, if you're going to place a bet, is probably the side you should lean on in that one.
I agree. I mean, they're up to like 6.5 and most, you know, 6.5. There are only two bets that I played so far. I got St. Mary's 6.5, which I'm going to be playing, and I will not be buying out of. Excuse me there. I might be middling that, maybe. But and the other one was last night, Kansas opened at 11.5 point favorite versus Northeastern. I got it at 11. It opened around, or it got to most of the books at 8.5 this morning, and it's down to 7. So I got a great number. I don't think I'm going to middle that. Because I don't trust Kansas. But in my opinion, you know, those are two I'm really looking at. But I think that maybe we should start with, you know, each second end of the bracket and kind of go through there.
Just quickly.
Sure.
To fight over a few more things. Marquette, who's on the list, they are a 5 seed yet, the team that won the Big East is 6.
Agreed.
Pisses me off. And there are some games that are interesting, like Wofford, Seton Hall, Nevada, Florida, Murray State, and Marquette, Syracuse, and Baylor. And let's just get into the which side is this?
I think we should start with the East, top left. East.
Okay, that's
right. Let's start with the East. Yeah. So Duke in versus the 16 seed. Listen, I don't know what the spread is in that game because we don't know the winner.
But how about North Dakota State?
Well, I believe is that the play-in game?
The play-in game.
All right, and that play-in game I assume is Wednesday, right? It's NC Central, North Dakota State, right? I have not taking a deep look at this one, in my opinion, I think North Dakota State is the side.
Me too.
I think they are.
Six is the line.
I think they're a much better team. I think that it would be quite surprising to me to see NC Central win that game. Now, again, it's not massive, but it would be definitely a surprise, you know, to me for them to win that game. Now, we'll see. I'm not like, you know, I'm not going in on that one. North Dakota State is going to be a big time public favorite because no one knows what NC Central. I just think that NC Central has struggled at points this year. While they did win their, you know, their tournament, I don't love them. And so that's kind of how I feel about that.
But we think Duke advances. So let's move on.
Duke is going to roll.
Yeah. So VCU UCF. Okay. We know about VCU losing Evans, their best player, and they literally fell apart. UCF didn't even show up in their conference tournament play, and they were one of the hottest teams coming into basketball. So, you know, I'm sure you have the line in front of you, but just an eyeballing it, if I'm trying to advance in the bracket, it's UCF for me. VCU is an outstanding defensive team. I don't think they have anyone that can stop Taco Fall inside. And if he gets double teamed, I think they're going to be able to knock down shots where VCU lost its best playmaker all around.
Yeah, in my opinion, UCF is the play there. I think that's also going to be a square play. I think you're going to see a lot of people on UCF because they're well known this year, whatever. I do think that that's the right side. So far, I'm just trying to see if there's any sort of bet percentage or anything I can find. Because that's a Thursday game, correct? Or is that a Friday game?
I'm pulling everything.
I think it's a Thursday game. But anyways, nope, it's a Friday game. My lad. So, but anyways, right now it's UCF UCF minus one. I'm looking for bet percentages. Right now, UCF, 65% of the bet. VCU open is a 2-point favorite. So you know where the money is going. You know where the sharp money is going. In my opinion, UCF is the clear play there. It's UCF or nothing. I won't be playing. I probably won't be playing that one.
Yeah. Low scoring game. Good defense is on, well, really more than VCU. If VCU is their best player, I think, you know, they would have won their conference. They were the best team in that conference, if you ask me.
Agreed.
Yeah, I like UCF, and I think Taco Fall will be on display and eventually will be considered a draft pick next year. The other game that's on that side is Mississippi State and Liberty. Tell me about Liberty, because we know Mississippi State, you know, they're a team that hangs in there. They can shoot from the outside. But, like, Liberty's, you know, they're like a one of these teams that people thought could make a little bit of noise.
Yeah, I think it's probably just because of the 5-12 thing. I think that people are overrating Liberty. Listen, they were a nice team this year. They had some good wins. Don't get me wrong. Like, you know, they won the conference tournament. They were impressive at times, in my opinion. You know, they had some good wins over Lipscomb, who, again, is a very good team. You know, they had some good road wins there this year. But again, you take a look at their non-conference. They did beat UCLA on the road. That was extremely impressive. But again, kind of like every other team, they got smacked at home versus Alabama. We saw Alabama is very team. They lost at Georgetown. They did beat Georgia State, which is an impressive win. But they lost to Vanderbilt. So in reality, we kind of know where they stand as a team. And again, that was very early in the season. But that is a kind of a good judge of character. Same with Austin, PA, who's kind of a smaller conference team. Listen, at UCLA is by far their best win this year. Definitely, you know, went 2-1 versus Lipscomb, including a win at Lipscomb, and then wanted to beat them in the tournament. Beat NJIT. They're twice. They're a good team. Are they going to be Mississippi State? I don't see it. I think they're going to be a massive pub dog. I like Mississippi State in the 7.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, just thinking about Mississippi State, like I've seen them play. You mentioned Vanderbilt, like a team that loses to Vanderbilt. Woof. Yeah. So
right. So, again, know, it was early, but I mean, it's not great.
It's not a great loss. So yeah, I agree with everything you say there. Public dog probably will be the case in this situation. I won't dabble at the 12 in that one. Virginia Tech, St. Louis. You rode St. Louis like a rented mule.
I did.
You won. And they're playing Virginia Tech. Is their best player back? I got to look that up. The other thing with Virginia Tech is they can shoot from the outside and they can play defense. I think St. Louis can keep this one close if they can knock down shots.
I agree. I believe that Justin Robinson is returning for that game. Nonetheless, we don't really know where he's going to be at percentage-wise. I think that St. Louis with the 10.5 is the play here. I don't know if they're going to win. It's tough for me to decide if they're going to win that one. But I do think that St. Louis is the play there with the 10.5-point spread. I like them. I think they're a pretty good team. I think they'll give Virginia Tech a hell of a fight.
The guy to watch in this one is Blackshear. You know, if you've been watching any of Virginia Tech, he's the guy. You give Kerry Blackshear the ball, he's going to be just a dominant player around the basket. Can St. Louis, you know, protect around? And the other thing with Blackshear is he can kind of play from the outside. Like, I think that's a guy that could probably be a stretch player in the NBA at some point.
Yep.
But he can rebound the basketball. That's his biggest attribute. And, you know, if there are guys from the – if they kick it inside, he throws it outside on double teams and guys are open, Virginia Tech will light you up. So if he has a big day, it's going to be a tough day for St. Louis.
Agreed. And, I mean, I guess moving on to the next one. This is interesting to me. This is where I think you'll see the biggest upset in the first round, at least in this side.
By the way, the spread of that one's 10 points, 10.5.
Yeah, 10 and
a half. Do you think Virginia Tech can cover that 10?
No, I as I said, I like St. Louis with the 10 there. Okay. I think that's probably too much to give them, and I think they're being disrespected because of that. So, in my opinion, that's where I lean in that one. I do think that no matter who wins that Belmont-Temple game, and I think Temple is the better matchup for Maryland, actually. I think Maryland is going to have a tough time either one of these teams. They're starting to fade, really starting to fade. I think Belmont can really light it up. They're one of the least talked about teams that's actually pretty good this year. And Temple also matches up with them very well. I just think that Maryland is fading down the stretch. I would much prefer Temple win this game. And the Belmont-Temple play-in spread is at 3.5-4. Belmont is the favorite there, which is interesting. I do think Belmont's the better team.
Yeah, but Temple's really well coached. That's coached there for like 30 years.
Exactly. So that's exactly what I was going to say. So Temple has the major coaching edge. And I think that will be incredibly important in these tournament games. I don't have a lean on Temple Belmont yet. I haven't looked into it deep enough, but I will say that I think that either one of these teams is going to give Maryland a tough, tough game. Really, I mean, Maryland has just not played well. They match up both very well versus Maryland. In my opinion, it's going to be very, very tough to want to back Maryland in this tournament, in any sort of game, really. So,
as you know, I love to bet on the Big Ten. It's kind of my thing. Maryland's had some good runs. Remember they lost that square play against Penn State? That's the thing. If teams can shoot from the outside, they struggle. Like, they struggle to shoot. They have a big guy in the inside. Is it Fernando or whatever his name is? The big he's the biggest difference for Maryland. If he's getting going in that game, that's the difference. And I don't know, against Liberty, I think they have the size. I think Temple's not getting any respect. I think Liberty's getting too much respect in that playing game.
You mean Belmont?
Sorry, Belmont.
Yeah, I think Belmont's been a very underrated team.
Belmont's favorite.
They are 4-point favorite. I think
the team that's beaten UConn, and I know UConn wasn't great this year, but like Temple's really good in that conference.
Yeah, I mean okay. I'll say this: I think Temple had Houston's first loss, right? Didn't they beat Houston first? So they beat Houston when they were on that run. Here's the problem: Temple had some bad losses. You know, losing the UPenn by 7 at home, bad loss. You know, the other losses that they had aren't really that bad. They lost at home to Cincy, since he just outplayed them that night. They lost at home. They lost at Houston. They lost at Tulsa. That's a terrible loss. They lost by 20 at Tulsa. That's a bad loss. And then they lost to Wichita State in the tournament. Other than that, they had a pretty good year. You know, they beat UCF. They beat Houston at home. You know, they lost to Villanova on the road, but for the first half of the game, were very much in it. They beat some good teams. You know, they beat Georgia. They beat Cal. They beat they won at Missouri. They beat Davidson. You know, teams they should beat. They won at Wichita on the road. They beat Memphis. So they beat everyone in their conference. And then, you know, it was struggle city from there. But I agree, they're not getting respect. But I think that maybe let's move on from that one. I do think that there's going to be more to talk about in that game once we know who wins Belmont.
LSU Yale. I like Yale. I don't know what it is. They shoot from the outside. They burned me the other day. LSU still without their coach off a bad loss. I just like Yale on the spot.
The only problem I have with Yale is that Yale goes for long stretches without scoring. That is their biggest issue, is that they just don't score for these long stretches. However, and this is interesting, Yale LSU is a 7-point favorite. Seven and a half is that line.
Get a back door even, you know what I mean?
That should be scary to people who want to back LSU in the spot and have them going far. Now, again, Yale is going to – people have to understand, in the tournament, lots of dogs are going to be the public, you know, the public betting favorite. So you really got to pick and choose your spot here. I do think Yale is an interesting spot for the 7.5. Would I back it? Do I think there's value there? I think it's pretty much it's right on the money. I think LSU is going to win the game. You know, I do. But right now, Yale, it's going to be tough to want to back them. But I do think they have a chance. They have a chance.
I'm gonna advance to Yale. And it's only because LSU burned me against Florida.
Fair. Which I love Florida that game. So that happens.
I might love Florida in this tournament too. Louisville, Minnesota. Minnesota off a loss, a bad one to Michigan. Bad. But they're playing his dad's former team.
Yep.
Louisville, who was on my list. So Louisville probably wins this game. I think Minnesota looks so bad and got exposed against Michigan.
Yeah, I think Louisville is going to win too. I would not be surprised if Louisville got a big lead and then blew it in the second half and didn't cover or something in those terms. But I think it's going to be a close game either way. I do lean Louisville. In my opinion, it's going to be very tough to bet that game. It's going to be very tough. It's the first game of the tournament. So, you know, there's going to be a ton of action on it. You're not getting a ton of value there, in my opinion. This is one you should really stay away from and just wait to the 12:40, you know, Yale LSU. In my opinion, the two early games are tough to bet, both of them.
Yeah, so, they're going to take your money early.
Yeah. It's going to be tough to bet both of those.
Michigan State, Bradley, Michigan State.
Michigan State's going to – Michigan State, I don't know what the spread is. I think it's like 18.5 when I looked last time. Michigan State's going to cover that. Yeah, sure. I mean, Michigan State will crush that team in the submission. Michigan State, in my opinion, should be a 1 seed. They are the best 2 seed by far. They should be a 1 seed. This bracket, East, is going to be Michigan State, Duke. Like, in my opinion, there is no one else who's remotely talented. LSU has coaching issues. You know, in my opinion, I can't see Virginia Tech, you know, taking it too far. Robinson, we still don't know the health there. I don't like Mississippi State in general. Liberty might have a shot against them in the first round, although I don't think so. Maryland, no. Louisville, absolutely not. In my opinion, the East is very square. It's Duke. It's Michigan State.
Okay, and so Virginia, do they cover 27?
Okay, so moving on to the South. Versus Weber.
Oh, wait. What do you want to do?
No, that's fine. Let's go to the South. That's perfectly cool with me. Okay. I just need to find the actual game so I can have it lined up.
Because I think we're out of the East now, right?
No, we are. That's it. That's the East. In my opinion, who are you picking to win the East, by the way? I guess we can do a pick in the East.
I'm going to go Duke. I don't want to do square, but Duke in Michigan State. And I think Duke's just a better team.
Agreed. I think it's Duke, Michigan State. And if Duke faces them, you know, in the Final Four, anything can happen. But I think Duke beats Michigan State, unfortunately.
The team I think could make a little noise is Virginia Tech.
Yeah, I just don't see it. I think that St. Louis is going to give them a really tough first round. Yeah. They got to get out of the first round, in my opinion.
That's right. If they get out of the first round, they'll play Mississippi State or Liberty next.
I don't think either one of those teams will give Virginia Tech a tough matchup. Yep. I think St. Louis is better than both those teams.
So, looking at the South, Virginia's 27-point. I mean, would you ride that, or are you still fear that they have issues in the first round?
So, I have Virginia at 23.5. I think Virginia will win. God's name, I'm not picking them to cover that. I do think they'll cover, but am I going to lay my money on it? No. So,
Mississippi, but yeah. Oklahoma. Oklahoma had some good wins. They won against Kansas, and then I think they've tapered off big time. Mississippi is probably the better team in this match. What's the line on this?
It's 2. Ole Miss is favored by 2.
Nah, I probably would lean that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I lean Oklahoma. They've been a decent team away. Ole Miss is starting to fade. I think that people are really overrating Ole Miss.
Oh, I think Oklahoma's starting to fade, man.
Oh, see, I... I see. I think it's gone the other way. I think Ole Miss
lost two in a row.
Yeah, Ole Miss has lost out of their last eight games. They've lost six of their last eight. Lost at South Carolina, beat Georgia barely by 1 point. Then lost Tennessee, lost at Arkansas, lost Kentucky, beat Missouri at Missouri by five, and then lost that game to Alabama when I had Alabama. They're up by like 18 in the first half, and they lost by five. So, I mean, really, that's not great. Now, the Sooners haven't been great either. They lost like the six in a row, then they won two, lost one, won two, then they lost two in a row. They lost West Virginia in the tournament. I mean, really, two fading teams. Who's better? In my opinion, Oklahoma's more battle-tested, played in a better conference, you know, had the better wins. Ole Miss's best win is Auburn. In my opinion, they beat Auburn twice, so they're just good versus that team. Other than that, I don't really see a really good win on there.
Mississippi's ranked third in the country in free throw percentage. The reason why they haven't won their last few games, they can't get the line.
No.
So I think they do in the tournament.
Mostly, I think this is a toss-up. I don't think there's a lot of value here. I would definitely lean Oklahoma.
Right. Oklahoma's battle-tested. You're right. This game sucks. Let's get to one that I think people are overrating a little bit here. Wisconsin, Oregon. Oregon's hot. They won the Pac-12. You know, Wisconsin ended up lost to Michigan State. But Oregon looked really good. And I just think the Pac-12 sucks. If you ask me. So Oregon's favorite in this matchup as a 12. I think Wisconsin's too good, too battle-tested, and has the better player in this matchup. I know people get on Ethan Happ, but I think he's a really talented player who will go the next level. He struggles with free throws late, and I think that's why they give up these leads. But they hang around with everyone. Oregon, though, has been 7-1 against this spread in the last eight games. So, like, this game could be, like, 50-49.
I think this game is going to be one of the best of the first round. Honestly, I think this is a tremendous matchup between these two teams. Defensive as hell, although Oregon has finally kind of shifted their, you know, they finally shifted a little bit in the tournament, started being a little bit more offensive. I got to be honest with you, Joe, I think this is a perfect opposite. I think Oregon's going to win this game. I do. I think that Oregon matches up pretty well against them. I think they're a good team. I think they're hot. You know, they've won, nine straight? 8 straight. Sorry, lost 1-8 straight. You know, Wisconsin played very well, but let's be fair. They had to beat Ohio State in overtime, then barely beat Nebraska, didn't cover, won by four. And again, I know Nebraska hit that late three and probably should have covered. But again, you really got to beat Nebraska by more than that. And then they got blown out by Michigan State, lost by 12, probably should have lost by 18 or 20. You know, and again, I know that.
Yeah, what's the better conference?
Oh, I mean, definitely the Big Ten.
All right, then.
However, listen, it doesn't matter to me. I think that Oregon played a very tough non-conference. Lost to Iowa, but beat Syracuse. Barely lost to Houston at Houston, which is a good team. Beat Boise State, you know. That's in conference. Beat San Diego routinely. And San Diego was a pretty good team away from home. I just think that
they beat Arizona State twice. I give them credit for that.
They beat Arizona State twice. They beat Washington. They beat Washington.
Held them to literally no points.
I mean, 47 points. You know, they beat Utah. They beat Washington twice this year, actually. The Pac-12 sucks, but I think that this is just a good matchup for the Pac-12. I think this would be one of the only wins that they'll probably do.
Again, if it's about scoring, Oregon's probably the side. If it's about team, I think Wisconsin's built for this tournament.
I think that this is going to be a very tough one to bet on. I think you're going to see a lot of even betting on this one. Wisconsin will probably end up being, you know, whatever. I think Wisconsin's -1 right now, which should tell you all you need to know.
Oregon was -1 last I checked.
Yeah, Wisconsin's -1 right now. So that's really all you need to know. So.
Wow. Already, huh?
Yep.
Wow. All right, we got Kansas State. And tell me about Irvine. People have been talking to me about this.
Okay, Irvine is probably one of the most underrated teams. I would put them very much with Belmont. They're very good. They do not lose. They just don't. They just don't get defeated. They play, you know, interesting competition. They're in Hawaii's conference, you know. And again, I know you love Hawaii. For instance, they beat St. Mary's
After last week.
They beat St. Mary's at St. Mary's earlier in the year. They had a very good win versus UTSA, neutral court win. They beat Tulane. You know, it's not exactly impressive. But, you know, and they lost. They got crushed by Utah State, which doesn't look good. But, you know, they just beat the crap out of their conference. And I don't know what they're going to do versus Kansas State. This one's really interesting to me. This is one I'm going to have to dive in deeper, because immediately you would think that Kansas State would be the side, but a 5-point spread should very much scare you. And in my opinion, a 5-point spread means to me that there is legitimate faith that Irvine can win this game. So
yeah,
that's what I would say about that.
People have been in on that one. I just don't like Kansas State.
Here's the other thing. Irvine is playing in San Jose. So that's going to be pretty much a home game.
Another advantage, yep.
Yeah, it's going to be a home game pretty much.
All right, so you like St. Mary's over Villanova. Just hear me out on Villanova for a minute.
Sure.
They're you know, they got the coach, they got the battle tested, they're defending champions. Like, I just don't think they're going to go out to St. Mary's. All I can say, though, is St. Mary's has been very good. A very, very good team that beat a Gonzaga team. And I just think Villanova got over the hump. That's all I'm saying. I think they got over the hump, but they're going to be loved by in Vegas, right? The spread would probably, what's it, 6-7? It's probably going to go up.
Yeah, I don't know. It opened at 4.5. People are immediately betted up. Here's the thing. St. Mary's is, they're hard to read. You know, sometimes they play super well, and you'll pretty much be able to tell by their first half play. If they're playing super tight with you first half, they're going to stay with you. If they're, you know, down by 5, 6, 7, I got to be honest with you here, man. I don't see them covering. They're going to have to start fast versus Villanova if they want to keep in that game. Here's the thing. Here's how they beat, you know, Gonzaga, is they just played elite defense. And the thing is, they played Gonzaga twice before. You know, at Gonzaga crushed them. 94-46, not even close. All right, they more than doubled their score. At home versus Gonzaga, they were very good the first half, but you could see them starting to fade at the end of the first half, and Gonzaga beat them in the second half. The third time around, St. Mary's knew how to beat them, knew how to play them, and really, you know, dominated them. So I think that St. Mary's is being overrated in some circles. I just don't think Villanova is that good of a team this year. Now, what am I about to say? I don't think St. Mary's is going to win. I know I said that earlier. I don't know if St. Mary's is going to win. I do think they're going to cover. Is that fair? Is that fair to say?
It's fine.
I do think St. Mary's will find a way to cover that game. I think Villanova will probably win. I'm just, yeah. I like that spot for St. Mary's.
Purdue, Old Dominion. Purdue is one of the second best team in the Big Ten, well, record-wise, regular season. Old Dominion, they won their tournament, and they won. I just think Harms at 7'6" and their shooters, I just think they're a veteran team that's built for this. They're not going to lose to Old Dominion.
Yeah. Old Dominion was a good
team. What's the spread?
12. Sorry, 13. Purdue's minus 13.
Listen, I rode Purdue a lot this year. They sometimes win games but don't cover.
See, here's the thing. I've actually have a perfect betting record with Purdue this year, I believe. So I do think that – I don't know if they're going to cover – I do think that everyone's going to love that Old Dominion spread, given the 13 points. I do think that I think Purdue will cover. I think Purdue is the better team. I don't think this one will be that close. But there is something interesting about Old Dominion. I mean, they've really been awesome this entire year. You know, they weren't like some schlub that kind of, you know, just came out of their conference and won. They were first in Conference USA. And, you know, they beat Syracuse at Syracuse earlier this year. They had some other good wins. You know, they beat VCU with their best player. They beat Northern Iowa. They gave Oregon State a very good fight. St. Joe's a very good fight when St. Joe's is very good. They won at Richmond. So they're a good team. You know, they're a good team. Are they going to win this game? No. Purdue is probably going to win this game going away. But again, Purdue lost to Minnesota twice, you know, in the past couple weeks. So, you know, I don't want to ride too high on Purdue either.
All right, moving on here in the South, Cincinnati, Iowa. I already circled Cincinnati. Iowa's late in the year, man. They were bad. They can shoot threes, but I think Cincinnati's too physical, has the better player. Like, this, to me, I already circled Cincinnati. I like them in the spot.
Yeah, I do too. I I feel like that's going to be such a big favorite spot, though. The spread is so small for what this should be. I would have Cincinnati at like 6.
Yeah. One thing I'll say about Iowa, they've been dramatic this year. Like, they come back. They have comeback wins, things like that. So, you know,
they started so well. I don't know. They started so well. They just faded so badly down the stretch. Mm. You know, losing to Maryland, then at Ohio State, home versus Rutgers, at Wisconsin, at Nebraska, beat Illinois, but then they got destroyed by Michigan.
Yeah, I remember that Michigan game was bad.
Yeah, it's hard to want to back them. It is. I think Cincinnati is definitely the side.
Okay, and one more in that in that conference, we had the
Tennessee Colgate.
Tennessee. Colgate, baby. Go get him.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if Colgate ended up covering that 17.5 spread for Tennessee.
Yeah, like Tennessee could be so upset after that Auburn loss.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they just, you know, whatever. But I think Tennessee will end up, obviously, Tennessee's going to win that game.
Okay. UNC Iona.
Hold on. Who do you have coming out of the South?
Virginia.
No, you're kidding, no, you know, right?
I had Villanova.
Okay, so here's the thing.
I had Villanova going.
This is gonna be gross. I have Purdue. I have whoever wins that Villanova game or Purdue. How about that?
I think I had Villanova in Virginia in that final.
Some reason I feel like Tennessee is gonna stumble. I feel like Cincinnati might catch him. Something might happen. I think whoever wins the Villanova St. Mary's matchup and it faces Purdue, I feel like those are the three teams that have a very good chance. Or wouldn't be shocked if Oregon caught them. Would be shocked. But there's you got no chance. No chance Virginia wins that. None. They might, but I'm no chance am I laying my money on that.
All right, let's take a breather here, Dan, and we'll go over the West and the Midwest. We got about 20 more minutes to go on this podcast. It's Over Under 985. He's Dan Lifshatz. I'm Joe Murray. Follow us on Twitter at Over Under 985, at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz. And of course, you can always send us questions on DMs. We try to answer all of them. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll get back to the bracket breaking down the West and the Midwest in the final 20 minutes of the podcast.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the ropes with wrestling talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Over Under 98.5 podcast. You can find all of our documented picks at Dan Lifshatz, at Joey Murr, and at Over Under 98.5 on Twitter. You can also listen to us Thursdays with Toucher and Rich, 7 to 7:20 a.m. to discuss everything that's going on in the sports world of betting, the NFL, college football, and any other sports slate that is going on that week. Make sure to listen to us 7 to 7:20 a.m. every Thursday on Toucher and Rich.
All right, Over Under 985. We just broke down the East and the South of the bracket. I hope everyone, we're discussing the games, talking about the lines, talking about the teams. This is to help you. I think we're in more beginner mode than we are, you know, actually getting into like the spreads and the trends like that. But I think this is what's helpful. So I figured we'll get into every game. I wanted to start with UNC Iona. People who are casual fans might not realize that UNC and Iona score a ton of points. Like, Iona's not the same Iona team they once were, but you know, they made it in. They're going to play North Carolina. I don't know what the total is, Dan, but I'm going over.
The total is 166, and I agree. Over is a spot there. Huge scoring teams. Iona will just shoot a ton of threes all game because they'll try and stay in that game. The spread right now, UNC minus 24.5, and I think they are going to cover that.
Wow.
UNC is a wagon this year,
I think they're going to score 110 points.
Ooh, I think you'll see UNC score 90-95. Iona will probably score 65-70-ish, something like that.
For those betting out there, you're able to bet that prop.
Yeah.
So keep your eyes peeled on that
UNC
one.
Team total over might be a spot.
UNC advances, no doubt.
Oh, great. Yeah, moving on. Okay.
Utah State. You've been like a huge Utah State guy.
Yes, I have been.
They play Washington, who's been disappointing. I think Washington has the best player in this game, though.
So here's the thing. Washington, to me, is so hard. Like, sometimes they'll just play out of their mind, and they'll just look like the best team in college basketball. Other times, they'll just be such a terrible team. Like, you know, I watched them versus USC a couple weeks ago, and they were so, like, lights out in the first half, and then they just sucked in the second half. Same thing in Colorado. They were just lights out in the first half and sucked in the second half. It's just, damn, they're so hard to read sometimes. The thing is, they beat Colorado like three times this year, which is impressive because I think Colorado is a pretty good team. And they gave Gonzaga a very tough fight. Gonzaga won by two at home, you know? So the thing, you know, Washington can give teams a good fight on their best night. The question is, what Washington team shows up? Because Utah State, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get a very competitive team. They beat Nevada. They beat Nevada once. They lost at Nevada. They got demolished. But early later in the year, beat Nevada. They won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in a row to finish off the year. Really, you know, beat San Diego State, who again was a good team in that conference. You know, lost at Houston, but out of conference, beat St. Mary's. You know, beat UC Irvine pretty badly. They did lose to BYU, which is a rivalry game for them. But, you know, in general, they're a very good team, underrated, not well known. They're 2.5-point favorites. I'm going to take Utah State there. I think Washington and that Pac-12 are overrated.
All right, moving on. We have in the Midwest Division Auburn and New Mexico State. Mexico State can shoot. Well, both these teams can shoot.
Here's the thing. They can fill it up.
So I like Auburn. What's the line?
I am actually looking right now. So you can continue.
I will say this. Bruce Pearl is my man. Like, he is back. And, you know, if you think about his career and some of the issues that he's had off the court, he's now in a great situation in Auburn. He's got everyone playing. The spread's 8 in this one. It's now dropped down to 6.5. New Mexico State has won its last 10. They're a very good road team. Auburn should win this game, but they're going to face a team that can, you know, truly light up the scoreboard. Like, this is, I would say this is probably going to be like a, I don't know, 78, 70, something like that, in that range there.
Yeah, the over-under is only at 143, which is interesting.
Oh, I go over on that.
Interestingly low, which means that, to me, that leans New Mexico State for sure.
I apologize. New Mexico State has won 19 games in a row.
Yeah.
They lost one game in their conference.
For some reason, ESPN decided not to put them on the schedule. So that game is just doesn't exist.
They got a player named Terrell Brown that's very, very good. So just watch out for the Maggies.
There we go. I found the game now. I feel a little bit better. All right. So So here's the thing. New Mexico State literally has covered almost every single spread in this time too. It's astonishing how good they've been. For instance, Grand Canyon, I thought Grand Canyon was the side. I was like, okay, 4-point spread, good number. You know, Grand Canyon played them tough last time. Grand Canyon only, you know, lost by 3 at home. But, you know, and then Grand Canyon, you know, played them tough, lost by 2 at Grand Canyon or at home versus New Mexico State. But New Mexico State just kicked the crap out of them. It wasn't even close. 89-57 in the final. They rolled their way through UT Rio. I mean, Rio really didn't give them much of a fight. Chicago State is garbage. You know, here's the thing. You know, New Mexico State got murdered by St. Mary's earlier in the season. They lost at Kansas, but only by 3. So, you know, do you factor those in? Do you say, oh, wow, they got killed by St. Mary's? How do you weight the loss to Kansas by number 3? That was when Kansas was number 2 in the country. They only lost by 3. You know, they beat New Mexico. They beat Washington State twice.
Oh, Washington State sucks.
I know, but it's still, you know, out of conference game, beat Washington State twice, beat Colorado State. I mean, listen, you know, their conference is not impressive, but man, this New Mexico State team is good. The 6.5 spread, it should be scary. New Mexico State has a legit chance in this one, and I love Auburn, but New Mexico State is a very underrated team.
Absolutely. Maybe a first half bet on New Mexico State. We mentioned the Huskies, Northeastern Huskies in Kansas. I'm going to take the points. Okay? I'm just going to take the points in that one.
I mean, it's hard not to. Kansas on the road or on a neutral court this year is garbage. Let's just call it how it is. Let's not
give me 8 points. I'm going to buy it up to 8.
Okay. I mean, early in the year, Kansas was great neutral, you know, beat Michigan State, won, you know, beat Marquette, beat Tennessee, and then something changed. I don't know what it was, but losses at Iowa State, at West Virginia, at Kentucky, at Texas, at Kansas State, at Texas Tech, at Oklahoma, and then a neutral court versus Iowa State. They had almost no road wins. They're one road win in conference. Two. Oklahoma State and
Oklahoma State sucks.
Oh, they do,
and they beat them too.
Yeah, anyway. And TCU in overtime.
Yeah, that TCU team's on the
list. I mean, really, they lost to everyone in their conference on the road. They're a garbage road team. I don't know about neutral court because they played so early in the season, but maybe they just fell apart. I really couldn't tell you. What I will tell you, though, is that it's not a good road team. If you're backing them, it's a scary, scary proposition to want to back this team. They're not making it far in this tournament.
Vasa Pusica, that's the player to watch on Northeastern. He's a point guard. Kid can shoot. He can really shoot the three. I don't know if he'll play next level, but he's a damn good shooter.
Yeah, and they are a good team.
Give me Iowa State over Ohio State. Since Wedden's come back for Ohio State, they've actually been playing pretty well. Iowa State right now, I just think that, dude, I keep saying teams are built for this tournament. I watched them play in, like, the Maui Classic this year against Xavier. They were huge. They were running around. Like, they get really good scores. They're big. They're tall. Like, I just think that this is a good matchup for them. And I see them matching up against Houston and Georgia State. I think Iowa State-Houston is going to be one of the best games in that Midwest.
Let me tell you something. I will not be betting this Iowa State game. I think it's very hard to bet against Ohio State in the tournament. Iowa State, I think these teams have both played.
Yeah, they've gotten knocked out, right? You're right about that.
They played. You know, these teams both played good competition. Iowa State was highly touted last year, lost early. I like them a lot. They're both really good. They're both really good teams. It's hard to find an edge in this one. Six is really on the money of where you're kind of looking at a spread. I think maybe it should be five, six in that area. Ohio State just really hasn't shown that much recently. Outside of that, you know, the 18-point run against Michigan State, that loss looks far better than it actually was. They should have lost that game by 20-25. So, you know, I like Wesson, but he hasn't really shown up in the scoreboard since he's come back. He's been more of a rebounder than a scorer since they lost him for suspension. So, I agree. I lean Iowa State, but you won't find me on that game.
All right, and I already mentioned Houston, Georgia State. It's Houston. Houston or nothing. What's the spread?
Looking right now. But
Houston off a bad loss, too. You know, all these teams coming off that conference loss.
It's different for everything. Houston's minus 11.5.
Okay. Two more games. Ooh, I kind of like Houston.
I think Houston will be tough to back in that spot.
Kentucky's playing a team called ACU.
Yeah, Abilene. So I actually bet against them, and I really am pissed that I did. They really sucked. They did not deserve to win their conference tournament. Gotta be perfectly frank with you. New Orleans deserved to win that conference tournament. Abilene barely beat Southeast Louisiana. Really did not deserve to win that game. Southeast Louisiana dominated that game. They should not. And then New Orleans just clunked it. They just put up a clunker after being so good in the first half. I thought New Orleans was the best team in that tournament. Abilene Christian does not deserve to be on the court with Kentucky. Kentucky will cover that 23.
All right, and finally, Wofford Seton Hall. I like Seton Hall. I've lost. They've eaten my lunch. Okay, like there's a point where I turn around and I say, God bless you. But Wofford. Ranked this year, won their conference. Like, they did everything they could, and they got a 7 seed. So, in this spot, I'm going to take Seton Hall, but who do you like Wofford?
I think that Wofford is the right side. I do. I think Seton, again, we overrate Seton because of the conference that they played in. We underrate Wofford because of the conference that they played in. Yep. Wofford -3 shows you that Vegas respects them. You're going to have a ton of people on Seton Hall for the upset. People are going to see plus money with Seton Hall. They're going to love that. In my opinion, you know, Marquette, Villanova, very overrated at the end of the year, in my personal opinion, and really got a lot of help from the refs. Let's be perfectly honest. You know, to beat Marquette twice really was just pure ref. I mean, really, especially the first one was just garbage. The second one, they won at the end through the refs, and it really was a tight game. But, you know, not that impressive. And then they lost to Villanova. In my opinion, I think Wofford's going to beat them.
Okay. So that's it for the Midwest. We'll move over to the West Conference. Gonzaga is obviously number one. Is it Prairie View? What's the play-in game?
Yeah, so the play-in game is tomorrow, Prairie View A&M, Fairleigh Dickinson.
Dickinson's been good.
Fairleigh Dickinson should take care of them relatively easily, -1.5. I think Fairleigh Dickinson is the better team. They've been just on a roll recently. And Prairie View A&M is good, but they haven't really been challenged all year. And I much prefer, you know, they play in the SWAC. I much prefer the NAC to the SWAC. So I like Fairleigh Dickinson in that one. But, again, I probably won't be playing that. We'll see. But they're, either way, Gonzaga is, you know, they're not beating Gonzaga. All right, fair to say. I mean, whatever it is, Gonzaga is probably like a 25-point spread. Gonzaga will cover that.
Okay. We already kind of got into the what game was it? We didn't talk about Syracuse-Baylor. I don't like Baylor. And you know what? I'm not going against Syracuse in March. So chalk it up for the Orange.
Baylor's lost 4 in a row, including lost home to Oklahoma State. So they're not exactly going into the year, you know, guns blazing. Before that, they had a 1-point win in overtime versus Texas, where they did not cover, by the way. So that, you know, not great. In my opinion, I think you're going to see, you know, I think you're going to have a tough time picking a winner in this one because these teams are both just going, like, playing like crap right now. I think this is a real toss-up. I really don't know who I'd ride with here. Honestly, I'll probably ride with Syracuse because of the coach, but unlikely I'll bet that one.
Okay. Marquette-Murray State. It's going to be highlighted as Jay Morant versus Howard, the point guards for both teams. Listen, Murray State, I love the last name. I think Morant's great. I actually think he's the best pure point guard in the draft this year. The guy's very skilled and can pass the basketball and score. Howard's been really good, but sometimes takes over games. They have other players that are really good, like Hauser and everything. I think Marquette is the better team, has played in the better conference. I know people want to look at 12-5, but if Jay Moran has a bad game, there's really no one else on Murray State that's supporting cast. So I'm taking Marquette in this one, even though they're on the list.
See, I think Coward's a pretty good player for Murray State, so I think you're underrating him as a player. But
yeah.
Listen, this is the type of thing where you and I are going to disagree no matter what. Marquette's
one's on the list.
Marquette's a 4.5-point favorite. They've been absolute crap to finish the year. They lost 5 of their last 6. Their only win was against St. John's. They did beat Providence at Providence before that, but in general, they have some real bad losses this year. There's no way around it, you know. And they did not finish the year strong for whatever reason. Howard just looks like he just doesn't look like the same player. Same with Hauser. You know, they both haven't been great down the road. Morant has been, you know, the team's best player all year long. And I honestly think you'll see a lot of ref help in this one. This is the type of game where refs will go against Marquette. Marquette, again, overrated, Big East team. I think Murray State, it's going to be hard for me not to take that 4.5 or 5, whatever it is. I lead Murray State. I think they're going to win. I think they'll pull the upset.
Wow.
Marquette sucks.
Well, I'm only wowing because Murray State barely got in.
They did, but, I mean, Marquette, they sucked down the stretch.
You made valid points.
We were talking about Marquette as a possible one seed a couple weeks ago.
You made valid points, but Marquette's better.
They are. But
Florida State is a good team. They play UVM. Vermont. I want to, but I can't. Give me Florida State.
Yeah, Vermont's probably one of the most overrated 13 seeds I've seen in a long time. Listen, they're a good team.
Hell of a season for them.
Yeah, they played really well. You know, they had, you know, one loss or two losses in the Big East tournament, or sorry, the America East tournament.
You gotta go up there someday, man. It's a hell of a time up there.
Yeah, and again, they lost to UMBC twice. That team had their number, and UMBC just, you know, blew it in the final. But that whole conference was garbage this year. I think Florida State might beat them by 25. Vermont really has not faced anyone good except for Kansas at Kansas. And Kansas crushed them and barely was trying that game. I actually remember watching that game because I went to an American East school, so I wanted to see how they match up. And Kansas just destroyed them without trying. They lost at Louisville. Now, they beat Yale. But I mean, even Bucknell beat them. It just they're not that good of a team. They're heavily overrated. They did beat Northeastern and Harvard and George Mason. But in my opinion, they are still heavily overrated. I think they're gonna suck.
I just think Florida State is like a pro program. Like,
Florida State is a sneaky Final Four team.
What I mean by pro program is like they actually play nine players.
Oh crap! We actually forgot to pick who do you have out of the Midwest?
Oh crap! North Carolina.
I'm going with Kentucky, but it's close. It's very close. North Carolina or Kentucky could be, they're right there. 1-2. I wouldn't knock you for either. I think the sleeper in that is if, oh man, I honestly think the sleeper is Auburn, and I think that's an obvious sleeper, which is why it's not much of a sleeper. So
give me Iowa State as the sleeper.
Fair.
Okay, Michigan over Montana. Yes.
I'm sorry, we're skipping ahead? Okay.
Michigan over Montana.
Yeah. I mean, Michigan's going to be Montana. 16-point spread. Montana, nice team. Had a good year.
Bye-bye.
Whatever. First in the Big Sky. But, I mean, they got just demolished by, like, Portland State a few times, you know? Like, I mean, yeah. They were terrible in their non-conference. Lost Georgia Southern. Lost Creighton. Lost Irvine. Lost Arizona. Yeah, they're going to get ruined.
Okay. Nevada and Florida. Nevada's been the better team all year. Tell me why Nevada, because everyone's going to take Florida.
So here's the thing. Nevada can score a ton of points. The only time that Nevada struggles is when they cannot get it going from inside, from when they cannot get it going from three, or when they just cannot drive to the hoop. So really, I mean, that's it. You know, when they play, you know, outside in, they're amazing. I mean, really, they average about like 80 to 90 points a game. They beat Boise State in the tournament. They were like favored by like 12. Boise State, put up a good fight. They didn't, Nevada didn't cover. But it's one of those things. Like, it's kind of like the St. Mary's thing where you play a team three times and for whatever reason, they just struggle. But I mean, really, Nevada's non-conference games, okay? BYU beat them. Pacific beat them. Little Rock beat them. California Baptist beat them. Tulsa beat them. UMass beat them. Loyola Chicago beat them. USC beat them. Arizona State beat them. Grand Canyon beat them. South Dakota State beat them. Akron beat them. And Utah beat them. And Utah State, which I think is actually in their conference. So, I mean, they don't lose. They didn't lose early in the year. They struggled at times down the stretch. I love Florida and I love Nevada. I can't pick between the two of them. I think it sucks for me because I have futures on both of them. So it really doesn't matter for me.
Okay. I'm leaning Florida, but you talk to me in Nevada a little bit.
I mean, it's tough. I like Florida, but I think then Nevada wins.
You know, what's a kind of a sneaky play is Northern Kentucky. I like them. Texas Tech, if they win this game, they could beat the winner of Arizona State Buffalo or St. John's or whatever. Like, Texas Tech needs to win that game. They could go on a run. Northern Kentucky, though, I've watched them play, man. They're very good.
Yeah, I actually don't even know what the spread is on that one. I haven't been able to actually even find that game, which is, of course, because ESPN sucks.
You know what's funny? No, some of these games have been on.
There we go.
It's 14. 15 Texas Tech.
Yeah, four. Okay, so I have 14. I think Northern Kentucky is going to cover that. I do. I think Northern Kentucky is another one of these teams that's underrated in the tournament. I think there's some overrated teams. I think there's some underrated teams.
I think Vermont's a little overrated.
Vermont's very much overrated. Vermont's more of a 16 than they are 13. Northern Kentucky is more of a 13, 14 is okay, 13, 14. I do think that, they have struggled at points this year. They did, but they ended the season very strong. They finally got over the Wright State hump, which they've struggled with for a couple of years now. They had a good non-conference. They did lose at UCF and at Cincinnati, but they played those teams tough, relatively tough in the first half. Are they going to beat Texas Tech? Probably not. I do think they're going to give them a very good game. That 14-point spread is going to be tough to choose against.
All right, and finally, we talked about this Buffalo. You think Arizona State and St. Joe? Like, to me, Arizona State should win that game, but St. Joe's in the conference. I just have it leaning towards Arizona State Buffalo. I don't know why. I just want to see it.
That spread should be scaring the crap out of people. Arizona State, a 1-point favorite versus St. John's. Which I guess really shouldn't be a surprise because both the Pac-12 and the Big East both suck ass. So it's not really.
I don't think St. John's deserved to. Like, if I had asked.
No, St. John's does not deserve it.
St. John's or TCU, who would you take?
Oh, TCU.
100%. Yeah, I hate TCU.
Yeah.
How about St. John's or Indiana?
St. John's, but yeah. Barely. Yeah. Indiana was really bad until the final part of the season. So, listen, I'm out on them. So, in my opinion, I think that I think that Arizona State should win. I think everyone's going to be on Arizona State.
How about Clemson or St. John's?
Oh, Clemson. I don't even think it's close. I think Clemson would destroy St. John's. So, in my opinion, St. John's doesn't deserve to be in the tournament. The fact that they are, they should be happy as hell. They deserve to have a play-in game. I think that Arizona State should beat them, but probably won't somehow. I think that Buffalo, by the way, Buffalo being a six seed is ridiculous.
I mean, dude, they played every game. They won every game. They covered every, like, gotta give them credit for that.
It is asinine that Buffalo is worse, is a lower seed than Kansas. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, you know, they beat everyone pretty much, with the exception of Marquette, like early in the year where Marquette was just a wagon. But other than that, I mean, they've had like two losses all year. Other than that one Marquette game at Northern Illinois and at Bowling Green, they lost by 2-4. Other than that, they've just been a goddamn wagon all year. I don't know why the hell anyone would be picking Arizona State or St. John's. Buffalo's going to roll them. I actually think that there's a really good chance Buffalo comes out of that side. I don't even think, I mean, Florida State, Buffalo. Gonzaga's going to struggle versus Syracuse or Baylor.
Yeah.
Would not be surprised if Gonzaga couldn't beat Marquette or Murray State. And Florida State should kick the crap out of Gonzaga at this point. Buffalo, Michigan is not that great of a team. I think Nevada will be tough on them. I think Nevada is probably the toughest matchup that they have on that side. I'm going Buffalo. I'm going Buffalo or Florida State. But you know what? For shock value, I'll take Buffalo. But really, Buffalo or Florida State, I'll probably play a few brackets of both of them.
For all the people who listen to this podcast, I hope you just heard my cackle. That made me laugh so hard.
I mean, they're the most disrespected six seed I've seen in a very long time. They're a very, very good team.
They get the play-in game.
I mean, seriously, every single spread of theirs was like Gonzaga. Like, Gonzaga was 20-point spread. Buffalo was like 15.
Yeah, Gonzaga has talent. It's just they can be beat. They also can beat Duke.
I don't. Does Gonzaga really have that much talent?
Yeah, Hashimura is a pro. Oh,
God. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he is. I agree with that. But outside of that, I mean, I don't know. I think if Duke played them right now, Duke might beat them by like 20. Duke is really good.
So we have Buffalo versus North Carolina in the Final Four on one side.
It's either Buffalo or Florida State, man. And right, really, you're talking about two teams that are going to be right there. Those are my two for the Elite Eight.
And you have Duke, and who was on the other side? Was it Tennessee you had?
Michigan State. So Duke, I have Duke.
Duke over Michigan State? Oh, no, we got to do the Final Four. Sorry.
Yeah, I have Duke. I have Purdue. I have UNC or U. I'll go Duke, Purdue, UNC. Buffalo or Florida State. I can't pick between them.
I have Duke, Villanova, North Carolina, and Michigan.
Oh, Michigan? Michigan's going to lose in the second round. Guarantee it. Guarantee.
I say Michigan, guarantee. You say Buffalo.
Oh, my God. Michigan's going to lose in that second round, man. No way. Michigan sucks. That team is bad.
Okay.
That team smells bad.
Who I like. And then I like North Carolina to beat Michigan.
Fair.
And then I like Duke. God. Oh, wait, no. Who's going to play? It will be Villanova versus
Duke.
Duke.
Villanova will face Duke. And
I like Duke. And then I like North Carolina to beat Michigan.
Okay. I have.
And then I think North Carolina with the upset.
Okay. All right. I have Duke. To me, whoever wins the Michigan State Duke game wins the tournament. Pretty simple to me. Those are the two best teams in the country to me. I have Duke. I will have Duke beating Purdue. I will have, let's go with Buffalo over Kentucky for funsies and Duke beating Buffalo.
All right, I'll go on. Let's do a dark horse, even though you took Buffalo. I'm going to go Iowa State, and I'm going to go Texas Tech. I already mentioned Villanova. And for giggles, give me Virginia Tech.
Okay. I don't think there's any dark horse out of the East. I think it will be Michigan State Duke. I don't think you're going to find a dark horse there. I think there's a chance Virginia Tech doesn't make it out of the first round. So, I don't really see them being much of a threat. And then they'll have to face Duke in the Elite Eight anyways. Duke will smoke them. So, in my opinion, they're not much there. In the South, I do think that the winner of the Oregon-Wisconsin game has a chance to go far. I do see Irvine possibly catching Kansas State. I think the chance of Villanova-St. Mary's has a chance to go far. I think that Tennessee will lose to Cincinnati, assuming that Cincinnati beats Iowa. I have Purdue coming out of there. My dark horse in the South, man, I think the winner of that Villanova-St. Mary's game is going to be my dark horse there. Either one of those teams can go very far if they play it right. Midwest, Auburn. I mean, really, Auburn or Wofford. I don't know what Wofford could do versus top talent. That's my issue. But I like Auburn if they could possibly get past New Mexico State. And in the West, it's really easy. It's Buffalo. It's Florida State. I mean, those are the two teams that you're looking at, in my opinion, for talent. My bigger upsets, Joe, I'll go with a few upsets here. I'll pick a few upsets that I think could really happen. Murray State beating Marquette. I think that's a legit possibility that could happen early. I mean, I guess if you want to talk about 10-7, I think Florida has a good chance versus Nevada. And so I think that is something to look at. Yale, LSU, I don't think that will actually happen, but I do think that's a possibility. Give me the winner of Belmont Temple over Maryland. Maryland is going to struggle. I think St. Louis could beat Virginia Tech. I think Oregon will beat Wisconsin. I think UC Irvine will beat Kansas State. I think St. Mary's has a good chance versus Villanova. I think New Mexico State has a shot versus Auburn. I think Northeastern will beat Kansas. I'll go that far today. I just hate Kansas, so I'm just going to pick against them for a while. I think Ohio State has a chance versus Iowa State. I think those are really the upsets that you're looking for in the first round, in my opinion. Obviously, I'll be wrong. You know, there's going to be a ton of up. There'll be a bunch of upsets, and we'll see what happens. But those are the ones that I've identified. I think Michigan, other teams, I think will do terribly in the tournament. Michigan will go down early. Michigan's not a great team. I know that Joe loves them, but the Michigan's not a good team. Marquette will definitely go down early, if not first round. I think that Virginia will not make it out of the second or third round. I think they'll be the first seed out. Tennessee has a chance to get caught in the second round by Cincinnati, which is a bit scary if you're them. I think, there's a real good chance that, Wofford catches Kentucky. I like Kentucky, but I think there's a chance there. So those are kind of my, and Kansas is going to be out early. Kansas will be out early, out. early.
All right, he's Dan Lifshitz giving everything. We broke down every single game. I know Dan has CBI and NIT stuff.
I just don't have time. I don't have time.
That's fine. We can tweet that out, and we'll tell everyone else to listen to the podcast for our picks. How's that sound?
Yeah, so here's the deal. So Joe and I have constantly talked about this and just kind of giving you an update. Joe and I have constantly talked about not giving out as many picks or whatever. So here's the thing. We and Joe are going to talk about something in the next few weeks, figure out what we're going to do with the picks. We are giving out a ton right now, and sometimes it's just too much. Sometimes we're rolling and we just need to keep giving them.
Yeah, like I go 6-0.
Right. So in those days, I would say, Joe, just give out as many as you need to do. You know, whatever you feel and go for it. But sometimes maybe we need to do two or three a day, and, you know, maybe we'll just kind of go from there. We'll figure it out as we go. But I do think that eventually we do need to start limiting picks as we kind of go forward a little bit. Otherwise, there's just no reason to listen to the podcast. I do think that, you know, maybe we need to give out more picks at times so that more people listen to the podcast. But it's going to be tough to kind of find a balance, and we are going to try it kind of going forward.
Cool. And everyone should, petition to our management on Twitter that there's a betting show coming to television in Boston on one affiliate, and the other affiliate that we actually have a connection to. It'd be great if they wanted to have a betting show as well.
Agreed. And if you could maybe tell our management that you would like to hear us on the radio and actually do a show on the weekends, maybe that will be the start of everything. Yeah.
And I know that baseball is coming up and all that, blah, 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 blah. But football season, we can really ramp it up. So anyways, no questions this week. Dan's going to Vegas.
Yep. So no podcast this week. No podcast Thursday or Friday or Saturday or Sunday, unfortunately. I won't be back till Monday. We'll do a podcast next Thursday.
Dan had a birthday, St. Patrick's Day, a one day of work, and is going to Vegas for like forever. We're not going to see him.
Yep. He's gone. Just like I was in San Diego, gone.
So I don't even think we'll see Dan until the national championship, right?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think you're right.
And then I am going to WrestleMania in New York. Woo!
All right, Joe. Well, since we're going to do that, you want to quickly give out a few teams that you think have some good odds to win the championship?
Odds to win the championship? North Carolina. I don't have the odds in front of me.
Okay, let's see. I will give you what I have. This is from Five Dimes. I'll give you a bunch of them. Okay. Duke plus 248, Gonzaga plus 520, Virginia plus 650, North Carolina plus 825.
Oh, baby, $100.
Michigan State plus 1500, Kentucky plus 1500, Tennessee plus 1600, Michigan plus 2000.
Ooh.
Texas Tech plus 3000, Purdue 3000, Iowa State 5000, Houston 6000, Kansas 6000. Do not bet that. Florida State 6000, Auburn 6000, Villanova 6000, LSU 6000. Two teams, 8,000, Kansas State, Texas, and Virginia Tech. Marquette's 9,000. Buffalo, Cincinnati, Nevada, 10,000. Wisconsin, Louisville, 15,000. Syracuse, plus 17,500. Mississippi State, plus 20,000. Oregon, plus 27,000. No one else is really worth it. Maybe Florida at 30,000. I mean, really, I guess I could finish it off the list here because we might as well. Mississippi State 20,000, Oregon 27, Maryland 30, Wofford 30, Florida 30, Mississippi and VA 50, Utah State, Oklahoma, VCU, Washington, Iowa, Minnesota, Seton Hall, New Mexico State, Murray State, all 50,000, St. Mary's 75,000, Baylor, Belmont, Temple, Ohio State, Arizona State, St. John's, Liberty, St. Louis, Northeastern, Old Dominion, Yale, Georgia State, Northern Kentucky at plus 100,000. UC Irvine plus 125, Vermont, Montana, Iona, Colgate, all at plus 200,000.
All right, we can stop.
Bradley, Abilene, Gardner-Webber, NC Central, North Carolina, North Dakota State, Fairleigh Dickinson, Prairie View, all at 50,000. None of those teams are winning. So, okay. In my opinion, the best value, in my opinion, Buffalo plus 10,000, very good. Florida is worth a small, very small play at plus 30,000. I think they have they just play well as a team. But for real, the ones that you should really be looking at, Michigan State plus 1,500. That's probably like 800 if they're not in Duke's bracket, honestly. I think that Purdue plus 3,300 has a bit of value. But, I think Villanova at 6,000 too is tough to lay off, Joe.
That makes you feel better.
And yeah, Nevada 10,000. So I'll be on Duke. Duke 248 is tough to lay off. I already have a significant amount invested in Duke. But Duke, Michigan State 1500, Florida State and Auburn, Florida State in Villanova at 6,000 is worth a small look. And then Buffalo and Nevada, probably it. Other than that, I can't find anything.
Hey, Dan, are we going to do, like, brackets for people? People have been asking.
Interesting.
How do you set that up? I don't even know how to do it.
I guess we could do a group. I'll try. It's going to be tough to do.
It'd be great if the radio station helped us out before.
Yeah, maybe. It's probably a little too late to do that with the radio station. Maybe next year. But, you know what? I'll see if I can set one up tomorrow.
All right. I'm in.
You're in.
Dan is out. He's going to Vegas. So this has been the Over Under 985 podcast. Again, we're doing a tournament edition. So no podcast this weekend. We'll regroup next week to see what's happening. But that's everything. So feel free to send us questions on Twitter, Over Under 95. That it, Dan? Anything else?
That's it.
All right. This has been another episode of Over Under 985.
Who you got?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.